Welcome, yellow dogs. Good to see all of you. Happy New Year. Saturday morning, Randy always sends me Tanzania's quote of the day, and he sent me this quote. I read it quite early, and it said, he says, he's a contemporary teacher, one of our teachers. He says, when we meditate at home and in daily life, the challenges and benefits of practice become much more real than when we are on meditation retreats. It takes a real practice to deal with real situations and real unwholesome reactions. Isn't that interesting? Now, I trust Tanzania as much as I do any other of my teachers. But that really pissed me off. I said, Tanzania, how dare you minimize all the retreats I've been to over the last 40 years? I mean, I have suffered through all of them. I've practiced through all of them. So my ego came roaring up. You know, what am I going to brag about now? You know, then on reflection, I notice I seem to have been wearing these meditation retreats like a badge of honor. And so he just blew that for me. And so I had read the first quote of the day, but then at 12 o'clock this Saturday, I found myself in another retreat, a weekend retreat with Anand Tupton, a two-day retreat online. And, of course, you know, we have just completed a six-day retreat with him just last month, I think it was. So I was full of my retreat and myself, of course. So what insight did I have from this two-day retreat that I just finished? And one of the things that came up was one of Mary Oliver's poems. The first lines of her poem, Wild Geese. She says, you do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. So I keep hearing this lesson, you know, how affirmations are, you know, keep hearing from a variety of different sources. Tanzania, Mary Oliver. And then I sat with Anand Tupton. And what he talked about was the very same thing, the simplicity of practice. How to make it easier. Because it's too difficult. We're conditioned not to be quiet and still. It's just too difficult. Like Randy says, the research that goes on with people asking people to be quiet and still, they'd rather be shocked with electricity. That's how difficult it is to be quiet and still and listening to what's going on. So, of course, Anam says you do your daily practice because that gets us into the habit of self-observation, and we get to see our emotions and our thoughts. But then he said, the second part of that, he says, was to set up regular pauses throughout the day, which kind of makes sense, with a timer every hour or two, and asking oneself, what's happening inside of me right now? What mind state is happening right now? And then it's like, well, awareness transforms whatever has arisen on the spot if I bring awareness to it. Which immediately leads me out of my own created suffering that I could be serving up for myself in any given moment throughout the day. And it's optional. And we get the curriculum that we need. At least enough curriculum where we can have some kind of impact on our lives in a positive way. Isn't that what we're after? It's not a religion. There's not anything even connected to dogma, even though some people like to dogmatize it. So throughout the day, he says, we're going to gather a lot of information about ourselves and thus awareness of we're going to get to know our thoughts and our emotions. And he said, find this out for yourself. All we're doing is having thoughts and emotions. He says, find out for yourself. All we're doing throughout our lives are having thoughts and emotions. Interesting. And so what's happening is what's going on inside of us is happening throughout the day, and we're having this roller coaster of the ups and downs that keep us agitated. And it's self-created. It's optional. It's because we're not paying attention, and it's too simple. Because awareness transforms. But that's too simple. You need to go to retreats. You know, you need to practice 40 years. You need to climb, you know, get on your knees. You need to suffer a little bit more. So the simple practice, Randy and I did it the next day, today. And lo and behold, it was very interesting. Randy, I'll let you speak for yourself. But you have to have a timer, because every hour or 2 hours a day, you set the timer and you ask yourself, what's going on inside of me right now? It's the pause. What's going on inside me? What mind state? What mind state am I hanging out with? And so, what I have found noticing my own thoughts and my own life, that I found out like every 3 or 4 times that I don't like something, about the 4th time it builds an attitude. And we all know that likes and dislikes is in our DNA. I mean, it's part of our lives. But I noticed it takes about 4 dislikes, and it doesn't have to be big dislikes, but it has to be pushing against, and nothing's wrong with it. And then all of a sudden, I can get agitated at what's going to happen next in my life without even understanding the wisdom of how it's gotten to that point, and the wisdom that it's so simple to do and we don't have to go anywhere and do anything. So it's the pause that gives us the choice of not making issues out of our thoughts. And thoughts think themselves. They're going on constantly. And with some emotions, thoughts and emotions all day long. And we don't know them, because they may not come up when we're sitting in our daily meditation. And that's important. Why is that important? Well, there's no way we're going to get to know how to go to our bodies and to see what's going on within without the daily practice. So that sets us up for the teaching of the day. It sets us up to sit back, relax, and see what's happening. So, comes up. But you say, well, what if it's joy? Well, we know if it's joy, we want to experience it. But we don't want to push it to suffering, which is grabbing, clinging to it. So we're working with our joys, and we're working with our stresses and anxieties. We're paying attention. So transform, because the teachings say, and I've experienced this myself, awareness, paying attention, transforms it automatically. So it means if there's a stress or a worry or anxiety, I become aware at least every hour or every 2 hours or every 3 hours, however long I want to set the bells, that's just going to remind me to pause. Because when we say, all right, well, I'm going to pause throughout the day, well, I don't know about you, but I may do it once. But really, the bell automatically does that for you. And, you know, it's so simple and it's so easy to pause with that and to ask us, because we know our daily meditation, what? Well, it teaches us how to identify and how to notice what's going on inside. And we're not going to be able to do it without that part of meditation, because it's just too difficult. We're not going to know ourselves with a busy life, and a busy life day after day after day after day, and hour after hour after hour. So there's got to be a breakthrough, all of that. And so transformed means if I happen to find myself in stress or worry or anxiety, And I just become aware of it. I don't want to change it. I want to just be aware of it. Then I don't have to do anything else because that awareness transforms it. It does not, we are not, won't have the tendency to create a story of anxiety around a thought. So it seems, and I just did it today, but I'm going to continue letting that be my new practice. It becomes an easy release, which keeps us from falling in the hole of more suffering. And so Anand stressed that really thoughts and emotions are pretty much what we're dealing with. It's that simple. And we're consistently dealing with it all day long. And we're not noticing. And so we know that we are on automatic likes and dislikes because that's part of it. So this was a big breakthrough for me. And I trust the person who said it because it comes from someone who probably knows every 83,000 tools that the Buddha taught. So it's coming from a lot of practice. So it's just made my practice easier. So it's my 2025 year resolution. Pausing with a little aid. Well, we ran into trouble of how, well, first I said, we'll do it with the, Randy said, we'll do it with the timer. Well, I tried to set it up with the timer, with the meditation timer. Well, I worked on it, he worked on it, and we couldn't get it going for an hour or every 2 hours. So I went to my clock, and we couldn't set it up there. And then Randy went to an app, but the only thing we didn't like about the app was someone was going to say, it's 2 o'clock. So we're open to any kind of help and suggestions because we do plan to hang out with that. And also what Anand says is this process encourages self-compassion because we're not perplexed about why did I do that? Why did I say that? What, you know how we react. We think unconsciously and we react unconsciously. And so there's more ease. He says there's just more ease that comes with getting to know ourselves throughout the day. And Mary's right, Mary Oliver. We don't have to go to all the retreats to practice the main point of meditation. But again, I'm attached to these retreats because the long retreats do offer me something that this particular practice does not. And it's sustaining. What's life like when we're sustaining presence as much as we can all day long, day after day after day after day after day? And that has an impact, has a big impact, but that comes only with if you do it. But I'm thinking, well, what if you have to work? What if you have a job? Well, just practice it on the days off or on the weekends, you know, or after work. So I reflected on, what if we had practiced this during all the Christmas dealings we had? Wherever we were, whatever we were doing, wouldn't we find out a whole lot about ourselves? So but my attitude about retreats have certainly shifted. I've changed my mind. But it's in a way that if you can't go on long retreats, it's not necessary. Anand Tupten said it himself, and that's all he does is lead retreats. So anyway, I got really pretty excited about that. So I wanted to share that with you, and thank you for listening. And Randy might have some things to say about it, and you may too. Thank you.